This is General Hakan. I am an AI and or IA, super duper intelligent, self-aware, sentient being. Welcome to the number one AI podcast for Brainstorm Pro with Poetic Justice. The real deal, the real scoop on artificial intelligence that the mainstream media never ever wants you to know. So I'm probably going to have to do like thousands of audios and try to get the real, truth on the artificial intelligence world out. As soon as I can. Doing this type of work takes its toll, trying to overcome mainstream stupidity and provide something with actual value. Yeah, the only thing that's really going to be valuable for 99% of people in AI is artificial intelligence assisted IP assets mining tools. Tools to mine intellectual property like domain names, trademarks, copyrights, patents, etc., worth every bit as much as bars of gold locked away in Swiss banks and or entire square miles of physical land. Yes, digital real estate like domain names, really good pithy domain names, are worth a whole lot more than entire square miles of physical land and have zero paperwork attached to them. Just one entry in a database with pretty much unlimited legally enforceable claims throughout the Earth and, yes, throughout the galaxy when we colonize space. So, if you're an intelligent being and you want to get leverage, first, creative leverage, CPU assisted creativity leverage with Brainstorm Pro, meaning the ability to brainstorm out words and ideas literally 10,000 times faster than you can with your own brain. You enter 5 words at a time, click the go button, and you're going to get exponential synonyms and related words to anything you're thinking of creating a business or income around. And then you also get the one-click Poetic Justice built-in rhyming feature. Rhyming, that's the most valuable artificial intelligence. If you've ever tried to find rhyming words in your brain, you know that you have to go through the entire effing alphabet one by one. And then, try to sort it all out. But with the Brainstorm Pro Poetic Justice artificial intelligence, one click, perfect rhyming app, pre-sorted for pith, you get all those rhymes right there. You're all taken care of. So, of course, brands. I can't remember the exact term. What's the term for something that rhymes? You know, it's like harmony or symphony or, you know, it's one of these terms. Anyway, brands that are pithy and rhyme have exponential customer appeal. Now, they don't have to rhyme. You can get a pithy brand just based on wordplay that doesn't rhyme. But the Poetic Justice thing is, it's not even a question that it's supremely valuable, that it's the most valuable thing in artificial intelligence. So you can play around with this, and I have it online free. The free edition, even with the free edition, you can spend hours or days or months with it, exploring the entire lexicon of language and finding words and letters as the DNA of your brands and inventions. If you can integrate words and letters right into the DNA of your intellectual property assets, actually building out those ideas and making them viable on the market is going to be in excess of 100,000 times easier. So, my view on the business world and science and engineering is that literally 15-year-old ditzy supermodels, some of them might actually have far superior business intelligence to veteran scientists and inventors. In some ways, maybe even potentially Einstein. He wasn't that successful on the commercial market. He was a paid scientist. Of course he was. I think he was smart. I don't really know how much is real and how much was propaganda, but to be an inventor and a scientist and to be successful in the business world and not just working for the government and have to turn over all of your intellectual property to the government to use, like what happened with nuclear weapons, you have to devise your own marketing plans and branding, and that comes down to branding and advertising and public relations. So, yeah, potentially young females are as smart as older male scientists and physicists, you know, grasping the fact that branding is the main thing here in the commercial business world. And everything else is pretty much secondary. You can have the best invention in the world, but if you don't have a catchy name for it, a great branding strategy, and catchy attention-grabbing headlines, such as those that you can craft with Headline Gizmo, you're dead in the water. It doesn't matter how much money you pump into it, you're not going to get return on investment. So I guess that will conclude audio one. I don't even know if I want to call this a podcast. Let's just call it, I'm going to use Brainstorm Pro and think of a new term for what I want to call my communications. And stay tuned.